Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Baseball Card Central podcast for Thursday, April 25th, 2018. I'm Tanner. I'm your host. I will start off by saying I deeply apologize for getting off track. We try to do this Friday every week. This last week, I wasn't able to get it done. So I'm coming to you Thursday, a day before... 2 weeks since the last one. So, anyways, I'll get back on track. That was my fault. No excuses. And we will get underway with the podcast for this week. Week one of the baseball season. My Orioles not doing so well. They won tonight, beat the Yankees. That was great. Great to see. But it was sad against the Astros. Seen some cool stuff this week. Ohtani. Everybody was getting sour on him in spring training, but looks like he may have more in store for us than we thought. The fastball's heating up. He's hit two home runs this week, back-to-back games, and he's won a game pitching. So it's pretty cool. I think it's historic. It's good for the hobby, but it's good for baseball. It's good for everything. So, yeah, pretty cool. What we missed last week was, this is up on the website, you can go look, baseballcardcentral.org, Topps Tribute. We broke that last week, me and the kiddo. We did pretty good. She opened all the packs because there's only six packs, and she was, I told her, you know, hey, these things are $50 a pack, you want to open them? Of course, what kid wouldn't? So we opened those up. We got best, I don't know, I won't say best card, but Juan Gonzalez, Juan Gon, from my generation, Generations of Excellence autograph, numbered out of 25. It was an orange parallel, so that was pretty cool. And that card was amazing. You have to see it in person because it's got like a face on it of one picture, and then it's a clear cutout, and there's a picture behind it. So, it's pretty neat, great-looking stuff. We also got a Ryan McMahon rookie autograph out of 25, orange parallel, with the Rockies. Dylan Betances, green, out of 99. That, I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, that's a good pull. But other than that, I mean, you know, I don't know who else would want it. But anyways, Mike Trout, triple relic, numbered out of 150. That was pretty neat. And the stamp of approval has got the little Major League Baseball authentication sticker, I guess, that they stick on everything. So each one of those relics have that on it, on the actual jersey piece. So we got Mariano Rivera, green parallel out of 99. So that was pretty good. Last was Cal Ripken and Manny Machado dual relic out of 150, which I kept for myself to put in my collection because I love them. Well, Cal anyways. But we definitely didn't get our money back out of that. We got maybe half of what we paid for the box. So... that wasn't so great, but we kind of expected it. That product is known for that. It's hit or miss. Could get something great, could get a bunch of junk. We kind of hit the middle, I think. Did pretty good, better than some of the breaks I've seen out there. So not disappointed at all. I've been talking about this group break thing that I don't know anything about. I finally decided to get into it and just see what it's about. So I put some money into it. The first break I signed up for, this was a couple weeks ago, maybe getting close to a month ago, was a smaller breaker. They hadn't broken it after a week, and then, you know, they were just kind of doing other breaks other than the one I paid into, which I didn't really understand because I haven't been around. But basically, the break I bought into was not probably not going to happen. It was, I think, some archives and one other box. It was a two box combined thing, and it didn't happen. I don't fault them for it. I kind of stuck it out for a couple weeks, but they ended up refunding the money. I don't know if I like that aspect of group breaks, because I don't, I think you need to have a backup plan if it doesn't fill. I don't know what that backup plan is. Maybe just don't try and break old stuff or if you are, make sure it's cheap enough that people will actually buy it. But anyways, I'm not gonna trash them for it. I don't think it's really their fault. They're trying to break into the business, but that wasn't a great first introduction to it. So, without talking down to them, I would say that we work for this money, and the people in the hobby work for the money, and don't play with it. Just if you're gonna do the break, do it. If not, then don't. It's a little frustrating just sitting there waiting for 2 to 3 weeks for something that maybe might happen. So, anyways, I'll leave that alone. Let's see. I think the name Case Breakouts is not the one that I was talking about before. I won't name them, and nothing bad on them, but the Case Breakouts, I ended up buying into three Gypsy Queen breaks, and also with Bambino breaks, I bought into two or three, I can't remember. But I bought those, which they're called a 310. If you haven't done this before, if you bought into them, you probably know what more than I do. But a 310 would be you get three random teams, and there's 10 slots, so 30 teams, which I think is great. I mean, I guess buying your team is good too, but the random is pretty fun, because it's more like opening a pack, and they weren't real expensive, honestly, like $17 to $19, something like that, so around the price of a blaster. And I ended up out of those with three autographs. Nobody big, but it was definitely worth it to me. It was cool. It was fun to watch them open it, and I won like the first break. I didn't get anything, so they did like a drawing where you pick a number, and I got a, what do you call it, like a $10 credit. So the next break that I bought into, I put that $10 credit in, and you get a break for like less than $10. So that was cool. I was very happy with it, and they were both well packaged. Shipping was quick too. I had them both, I think they were Friday and Saturday nights, and I had them both by the end of the week, the next week. So that was pretty neat. I'm pretty happy with it and glad I did it. I'll probably stay away from it, 'cause I'm a little bit too much of a gambler to be trusted with group breaking. So I won't do too much of it. I'll get into the low dollar ones. If they're under $20, I might get into them, but anything over that, I think it'd be a little too much for me. If you hadn't heard about it, there was a sale at Target last weekend. It was 15% off all Topps products. That also had a $25 off a purchase of $100 in the toys and games section, which I found out about, and so I brought my daughter up there, because, what are we gonna do? We gotta go check it out. So we, after she ran back and forth twice to the toy aisle and the card section, well, we were already in line because we didn't have enough to use the coupon. We needed the $100, so we spent about $87, $88, I don't know, somewhere in there, for some Barbie outfits. Two hangers and three blasters of Gypsy Queen. The hanger packs are like the three packs with the green parallel pack. And we got one of the rack packs of Donruss, which I did end up opening. I don't know if I talked about this on the last podcast, but I did end up opening a little bit of it I found earlier in the week. And it's decent stuff. But we also got two packs of the MLB stickers, the rack packs, and the sticker book for her to put together, which we started that night. And let me tell you, I hope you have fingernails, because those stickers are not easy to get off the backing. They do come off the page once you stick them, so if you screw them up, you can pull them back off again and start over. But we did a little bit of that, did some stickering. But what we usually do, and what a lot of you probably do, is can't resist the urge to get home and you do a little car break. So that's what we did. We opened everything, just sitting there going through packs. And I keep supplies in the car because I know how I am. So I've got penny sleeves, top loaders, thick sleeves, thick top loaders. I got a little supply kit in there. And we didn't get anything really at all that I can even say was notable. A James Paxton Jackie Robinson jersey number parallel was the best card that we were pulling out of there. And it just, there seemed like we just kind of, well, at least they were cheap, you know. We didn't lose out too much. And we got some Barbie clothes, so she was down to the last box, second to last pack, pulled an Ohtani rookie, which I think we have about five of those now, from Gypsy Queen, and said, "Ah, this one's weird. It's there's a blue card in here," and I knew, you know, I knew what that is. That means redemption time. And so I said, "Well, what is it?" She said, Chris Bryant." And I looked over. It was a Chris Bryant autographed garment, is what they call it in Gypsy Queen. So, autographed jersey card redemption. So, whoa! So we danced around, high fived, and I told her how much, you know, that's a $200 card. I bet I paid for everything. Thank you. So, as she does, she paid for everything. I contemplated keeping it and filling the redemption, and not selling the redemption. But I don't know. I could be sitting here waiting for 6 months. I said, get rid of it. You know, it's nobody we want. Let's sell it. So we got about $220 for it. Again, I worry about selling those redemptions just because you don't know who's on the other end. I've had some pretty bad experiences lately with eBay and selling on, even on sport lots. I got my first negative feedback from someone. Card got lost in the mail, I guess. It was a 25-cent card, and it got lost. And he told me he didn't get it through email, and I refunded him right away. I said, I'm real sorry. And then I checked today, and I got a negative feedback saying, never sent card, BS, all this stuff. So that kind of sucks, because I try and put good effort into this. I spend a lot of time making sure that, you know, that the right cards go out and that they go out quickly. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but I'm sure, you know, It's just kind of when one gets lost in the mail and you got someone, leaving negative feedback over something when they got their money back on it, or their quarter plus shipping, so $1 back. It makes it a little bit nerve, it's just don't know if it's worth it sometimes, but it is. It's just you get bad apples everywhere. After that Gary Sanchez auto got returned, they found a better price, I guess. It gets to you, but we'll keep on going. I don't think that happens too often. It hasn't happened to me up until now. It seems like this week has been, or this last 2 weeks, there's been about two or three all at once that have been no good. But what are you gonna do? Tops now this week. I kind of ignored Tops now the last couple of years until this year. I didn't realize how many cards they put out. They put a lot out every day, it looks like. Ohtani's had one almost every day. He's got the win card from his first win, first hit in his first game, and then home runs in back-to-back games. So he had cards for both of those. And they're doing them in English and Japanese, so that's pretty cool. I did order one. Did I? I don't know. I may have ordered one. I ordered two, but I can't remember which ones I ordered now. I guess I'll find out when they come in the mail. I also got, this is off topic from the Tops Now week one. Well, let me finish Tops Now, and then I'll tell you about something else. But today, Thursday, they had Stanton, Sanchez, and Judge card for all, one card for all with all three of them from the three home runs in the same game. Patrick Corbin, 12 strikeouts. That guy's pretty good. Zach Cozart, walk-off home run win last night for the Angels. And Carlos Martinez striking out 10, 8 and a third, the shutout, Cardinals shutout win. So they put out a lot of cards. Those are just one day's worth. The biggest one this year has been Ohtani's first home run card from the other day. That was 8,746 was the print run on the English version of that. So pretty good stuff there. What I was gonna tell you about just now was what I've got, my new collection that I've decided to start, and it's I've got Cal Ripken, Jim Palmer, Brooks Robinson, Fred Lynn, and Ichiro. So a distinguished bunch of gentlemen, and I'm gonna go base tops card for each of them in a binder, old school style. So I've been looking online. I got today the 1964 Brooks Robinson, and I'm looking for cheap. I'm not looking for pretty ones. I'm looking for this raw, beat up, creased, whatever. So if you have any and you're listening, feel free to let me know so I can start adding them to my collection. And I've got a few here and there, but some big holes, especially in the old stuff. I've been bidding on like a rookie for Brooks Robinson. It went for like $141 bent up. So, that one's going to probably be the last one. I'm bidding on a Jim Palmer rookie right now, but I doubt I'll get it. I've got it at like $10, but it's got a long time to go. It's in pretty bad shape, but still, a card like that, even in real bad shape, it's going to be pretty pricey. But I'll keep looking. I want this to be a project. I'll probably fill in the Cal Ripken and the Ichiro, like Ripken 83 on and Ichiro like 2002 on, at once on sport lots. Just kind of get them all at the same time, because that's not going to be, what, $10 probably. For the lot of them. I got the Ichiro rookie. Talked about that in the past episode about it showing up beat up, but I've got one. So that's all that matters. Upcoming releases. It's kind of slow right now. Especially in the tops department. They just came out with, well, I guess 3 or 4 releases in the last 2 weeks. So they'll take a break to fill that gap. We've got Onyx Platinum Elite. I believe it's supposed to come out tomorrow. I've got a box, which is just a pack, ordered for pre-ordered. So that should come in. It was like $40. Should be here at some point. I haven't got tracking on it yet, so I assume it'll be out tomorrow, or maybe it got pushed back. I haven't checked in the last couple days to see what that release date is, but that's it's something different. I like it. I like the car design. I was looking at that the other day, and I've talked before about how I like the how they promoted it, but the actual car design is really neat. Looks good. There'll be 2 of those autographs in each pack. There's 4 cards per pack. Be 2 autographs guaranteed. Buybacks autographs will be in there. Those will be pretty cool. There's a lot of big names in there. Acuna and Bo Bichette are the highlights. And then there'll be a case hit in every case. They say graded rookie cards of Hank Aaron, Stan Musial, Pete Rose, Nolan Ryan, Willie Mays, and more. So look out for those if you get it. I don't know what these boxes or packs look like. I don't know if you actually get the card graded in the box or the pack, or if it's a redemption type deal. Never bought it, so this will be a first. Maybe I'll get one. I'll be able to tell you. If not, let me know how that works. And next Wednesday, April 11th, we got 2018 Donruss Diamond Kings. That's 8 cards per pack, 12 per box, and 2 autograph or memorabilia per box. I think that was the same as regular Donruss. There'll be 3 framed parallels, 2 short prints, and 2 variations in there. They look really good. Donruss might be growing on me. I know it looks cheesy. My kid calls them gas station cards, so they look like they would sell them at a gas station. I kind of agree a lot of times, but they are pretty fun to open. Maybe if logos would change that, but maybe it'd be a lot better if they had them. I guess, it would, but the autographs for this set, they've got Rhys Hoskins in there and George Springer, which I thought was cool. I haven't seen a lot. I'm sure there's a lot out there like everybody else, but I don't think I've ever even seen a George Springer auto in person. Anyways, that might be pretty cool. They'll do the name variations and the black and white sepia variations that if you bought any Donruss, you'd notice that, which I will say, it's very weird. The variations are a lot easier to get than the base cards. They've done this backwards, so I don't know what the thinking behind that is. But it's a lot harder to get the base cards than it is to get the variations in Donruss, at least from my experience. I didn't open that much, but I noticed it. And I've heard some people talking about it, so they'll have the nickname variations or whatever. So, and then there's interesting set here, the royalty one card base set of Babe Ruth. So there's a subset of one card that is Babe Ruth, and that would be pretty cool to get, I guess, because there's only one card in the set. So for you set collectors out there, you don't have to scour the internet. You've just got the card right there. So, I guess what we'll get on the next episode is 2018 Bowman. Get the details out for that. I know that's going to be a big release. Got 2 boxes on pre-order for that. and it looks like it will be a pretty good bunch in there. So I think Topps was kind of teasing it today. They had a Hunter Green autograph on Twitter picture and a retweet. So if you're on Twitter, go to Topps website or Twitter site or whatever they are and retweet their Hunter Green with the name of somebody you want to see in Bowman, and you can enter to win that Hunter Green autograph. So I did. I put Tim Tebow. Somebody else. I clicked on the thing and saw what people were writing, and the first name I recognized was Tim Tebow, so that's who I put. And I think I forgot to retweet it. I think you had to do that too. I might have to go back and do that. But anyways, thank you for listening. This one's a little bit shorter. I just, next week will be better. Well, maybe not better. I'll probably have more to talk about next week. So maybe it's a good thing I had 2 weeks for this, because I didn't really have much to talk about the first week. And so now I've got 2 weeks worth of stuff jammed into one podcast. So please come visit me on Twitter at Baseball Card Central, on the web, the World Wide Web, at baseballcardcentral.org. And I think, you can email me too. baseballcardcentral@AOL.com. I think Twitter, I screwed that one up. Twitter is at baseballcardcen, C-E-N. If you like buying cards on eBay, baseballcardcen, C-E-N. Not much up there right now. Some tribute base cards, and I can't think of anything. Oh, some the autos from Gypsy Queen, like Andrew Stevenson and Jacob Farrion. So those are up there. I don't have a whole lot going on. Probably won't have a ton over the next couple weeks, because we just, I've got the Onyx cards coming. We'll see if they're anything I want to keep. And then after that, I might find some Diamond Kings. Actually, no, I ordered a box like 2 days ago. I ordered a box of Diamond Kings, so I'll have that coming in. And we could talk about that next week if it comes in by Friday. We'll run through what we got in there, and if there's anything cool or any other stuff that wasn't announced or variations. If you would like to do anything to support this podcast, feel free to visit the website, baseballcardcentral.org. Click through to eBay or Amazon on the links page. That'll do something. And my mom tried it out with Amazon link last week. I haven't checked. I probably should have done that check to see if it actually worked. If it paid anything and what the percentage was and all that. So, try it out. Go click, buy your Tom's the Maine toothpaste, which I use. I'm not advertising for them, but that's what I use. You can buy it on Amazon. And, but before you go to baseballcardcentral.org, click the links page, click through to Amazon. And that's all the shameless self-promotion that I'm going to do for now. I really appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next week.